Welcome to Wednesday's Word, a ministry of A.T. Stewart Ministries. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. We're looking in Psalm 145. We saw last week that this psalm exhorts us to praise God daily. Verse 1 says, I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. And I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. And so we're called to praise God daily. And the next verses, we're told what to praise God for. Verse 4. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts, and on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. Men shall speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. In these verses, the psalmist tells us that we are to praise God, first of all, for his works. Now let's spend just a moment talking about God's works, and then we'll see more about the praise. First, you think of creation when you think of the works of God. You think of the beautiful, majestic mountains. I remember when I was down in Chile about 30 years ago, I remember in Santiago seeing the Andes Mountains, and the sun was setting there in the majestic glory of those mountains. And just to think of God as the one who created those, the ocean with the methodic waves are part of God's creation, his mighty work, the sunset, the beauty of the sky. All those are works of God that we should praise him for. And then you think about the works of God in your own life. The fact that we can even breathe today, that you're hearing this message, that's a work of God. If God did not sustain the universe for even one nanosecond, it would cease to be. But he upholds all things by the word of his power. The provisions that we have, these are the works of God, that in his grace he gives us the intelligence to work, the ability to work, the health to work. And then as a parent, your children are a gift of God. They are one of the greatest works that God has done for you. And then the greatest work of God is the work of salvation through Jesus Christ. And particularly in this Holy Week, we think about the death of Christ, about his suffering, that he might bear the sins of his people. And Jesus died on that cross, a perfect person. He never sinned. But he took our place on the cross, and he died for the sins of all those who have placed their faith in him. This, by far, is the greatest work of God, that a holy God can have a relationship with people like us who have fallen so short of his glory, people who are anything but holy, but yet because Jesus took our unholiness upon himself, that we can have his righteousness in God. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he who knew no sin, that's Jesus, was made to become sin on our behalf. He took our sin upon himself on the cross, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, that through faith we would obtain, God would give us the righteousness of Jesus. And we should praise his works, he tells us, first to our children. One generation shall praise your works to another. Parents, we should tell our children about the greatness of God, about his great works, about the great work of salvation. And they should tell their children. And then it says we should meditate on his wonderful works. Now, there's a lot of words about meditation nowadays that are not biblical. But biblical meditation is thinking about God through his word, to think about the truth of God based on scriptures, to think about his wonderful works, what he's done. We should do this. And also, thirdly, it says we should tell others. Men shall speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. We should tell other people about God's greatness, about his great work of salvation. So as we conclude today, would you take a moment to just praise God for His works, for His work of creation, for His works in your life, and for first, greatest of all, the work of salvation. Until next time, this is A.T. Stewart, and may God richly bless you.